Abyssinian Chronicles by Moses Isegawa. Moses Isegawa's Abyssinian Chronicles is a sprawling, multi-generational epic that charts the turbulent history of modern Uganda through the eyes of its narrator, Migezi. The novel is structured into 7 books, spanning from the early 1970s to the late 20th century, juxtaposing the intimate domestic dramas of Migezi's family with the violent political upheavals of the Idi Amin and Milton Obote regimes. Book 1, Village Days, 1971. The narrative begins with a reflection on Migezi's father, Serenity, also known as Seer or Impanama, and the childhood traumas that shaped his wooden expression and emotional detachment. Abandoned by his mother at age 3, Serenity spent his youth accosting tall women in the hope that his mother had returned. He was eventually cured of this obsession by a woman who rudely pushed him away, causing him to coil into an inner cocoon of indifference. Serenity's nickname, Impanama, was a village slur referring to hydrocele, which he mistakenly thought the village fiddler carried in his trousers as breasts between his legs. Migezi describes his grandpa, a Catholic sub-county chief who lost his power to a Protestant rival in a religiously sectarian conflict. As grandpa's influence shriveled, his large homestead once filled with wives, relatives, and hangers-on became a howling lacuna, filled only by nostalgia and the stories of Uncle Kawaida, a charismatic meter reader and fantastic storyteller. The family was further marked by Serenity's sisters, Tida, Miss Sunlight Soap, an elegant woman who married a medical assistant masquerading as a doctor, and Nikatu, who eventually converted to Islam to marry Hajj Ali after her first marriage failed. The core of the family drama involves Serenity's marriage to Padlock, real name Nikazi, also called Senior Peter. Padlock was a former nun who had been disrobed after a violent flash, in which she severely beat several children. Serenity chose her over grandpa's preferred matches, viewing her petite frame and self-contained will as a ticket to freedom from his father's shadow. Their wedding was a clash of cultures, Padlock's prudish Catholic upbringing versus the lewd pelvic thrusts of the village dances. The marriage was consummated under the supervision of Padlock's aunt, Nakibuka, who would later become Serenity's mistress. Migezi was born during a massive storm that flooded the aqueducts, left in the village with grandma. While his parents moved to the city, Migezi became a midwife's mascot-cum-assistant, gaining early exposure to the vulnerabilities of adults. This era ended violently in 1971 when General Idi Amin seized power in a coup. That same night, grandma's house burned down in a mysterious fire, and she died shortly after. Book 2, The City. Migezi moves to Kampala to join his parents in a large Indian bungalow called the Pagoda. Here, he enters a domestic dictatorship presided over by Padlock, the enforcer. Migezi is assigned the role of the family shitman, responsible for waking his siblings, the shitters, supervising their toilet needs on newsprint, and washing mountains of diapers. This period is defined by Migezi's growing rebellion against Padlock's draconian discipline. He develops a friendship with their neighbor, Lusanani, the young third wife of Hajj Gimbi. He also observes the arrival of lover boy, Imbazira, a young man who provides Padlock with the compliments she craves. A pivotal moment occurs during the Red Ink incident, when Migezi notices Padlock bleeding through her clothes, a sign of the premature menopause and hemorrhages that would plague her later years. When he mentions it, she knocks him unconscious, reinforcing the silence required in their domestic dictatorship. In retaliation for a severe beating by Serenity over a chipped headboard, Migezi writes a fake love letter from Loverboy to Padlock, sowing deep discord in his parents' marriage. Serenity uses the chaos as an excuse to start an affair with Padlock's aunt, Nakibuka. Migezi later sabotages Padlock by stealing her sewing machine bobbin, an essential tool in her dressmaking business. To escape his parents' home, he feigns a sexual encounter with Lusanani, prompting them to send him away to his aunt Lwandaka before eventually packing him off to the seminary. Book 3, Amin, The Godfather. This section contextualizes the family's struggle within the broader ruin of Uganda under Amin. Grandpa views the state as a powder keg built on the treacherous sands of inequality. Amin's 1972 order expelling all Indians within 90 days is a central event. Serenity, who harbored a lifelong fear of Indian shopkeepers, views their departure as a childhood fantasy come true, yet he is also sobered by the sight of their helplessness as they are forced to leave. Serenity funds a prestigious pilgrimage to Rome and the Holy Land by selling a fraudulent delivery note for 5,000 rolls of cloth on the black market. In Rome, he finds himself fascinated by the holy armadillo, the Pope, and the legend of Romulus and Remus. Padlock, too, eventually makes the pilgrimage, viewing herself as a mighty buffalo of faith in a lake of sand, the clouds. However, back in the village, Grandpa's predictions of explosions begin to manifest as natural disasters and escalating state violence. Book 4, Seminary Years. At the seminary, Mgezi finds a new form of autocracy defined by brainwashing and schizophrenia. He survives the initial bullying of the Bushmen by recruiting Luwendo, a shaggy bruiser, as his bodyguard. Mgezi eventually blackmails Luwendo after catching him having sex with Senior Bisonan, the food store. Mgezi wages a guerrilla war against the tyrannical priests. He smears the car of the disciplinary master, Father Mindy, with excrement. Later, he vandalizes the glossy boat, Agatha, the pride of the new bursar, Father Jill Lago, the Red Indian. He is aided in these acts by the night watchman Darobo, who is revealed to be the fisherman, a secret power saboteur who had been framing the village bullies for his own subversions. Mgezi eventually leaves the seminary by forging his own expulsion letter and academic recommendations, Book 5, 1979. The 1979 war to oust Idi Amin brings total chaos. Mgezi lives with Aunt Lwandeka, whose history of arrest and torture involving a snake is revealed. Lwandeka is a secret operative for the National Reform Movement, NRM. Guerrillas, using the money from Mgezi's burgeoning liquor business to fund the struggle. The fall of Kampala is marked by massive looting and public executions of Amin's collaborators. Grandpa, who had left the village just before the city fell, goes missing. Mgezi eventually finds Grandpa's body lying face down in the shadow of the Oino market office. The family's suffering continues as Aunt Kasawo is gang-raped by 7 Tanzanian liberators. She later seeks spiritual and psychological healing through the Vicar General, a prominent Catholic witch doctor. Mgezi himself is violated by the Infernal Trinity, 3 soldier women who assault him at a fake roadblock, Book 6, Triangular Revelations. In the 1980s, Mgezi attends Makere University but is forced into social sciences instead of law. To survive, he runs Boom Boom Brewery, a highly lucrative illegal liquor operation. During this time, the Luwero Triangle War rages between the Obote II government and the guerrillas. Mgezi enters a profound relationship with Joe Nakabiri, a teacher who fled the triangle. Their romance is shattered when they discover they are half-siblings. Joe is Serenity's first child, born of his pre-marital relationship with Kasiko. Luwendo returns as an army officer and recruits Mgezi into a scheme to embezzle and sell government rehabilitation supplies, iron sheets, blankets, cement, meant for the war-torn triangle. They are eventually caught by the Padre, an ex-priest who banishes Luwendo to the dangerous Northern Front. The era is also defined by the arrival of Slim AIDS, which devastates the family. Uncle Kawaida, who had prospered as a poultry farmer and lover of 3 sisters, dies in his chicken pen after his family is decimated by the disease. Aunt Lwandeka marries her longtime contact, the Brigadier, only to die of the plague shortly after, Book 7, Ghetto Blaster. Exhausted by the tragedies in Uganda, Mgezi moves to the Netherlands under the sponsorship of an aid organization, Action 2. He quickly becomes disgusted with the necrophilic exploitation of the aid industry and flees to the Amsterdam ghetto, Bijlmermeer. The despots meet the bizarre ends in Uganda. Padlock is go-red and trampled by a wounded buffalo in the forest, and Serenity is eaten by a colossal crocodile while searching for his missing wife by the lake. In Amsterdam, Mgezi buys a fake British passport under the name John Cato. He finds work as a cemetery gardener and disinterrer, finding a strange spiritual peace in the literal excavation of the past. He enters a difficult relationship with a Dutch woman, Magdalene de Meer, but it eventually fails due to cultural friction and her monitoring of his life. The novel concludes with Mgezi at Amsterdam's central station, finally finding his foothold on a global hilltop, ready to strike out as his own man. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriSummary.com. Thank you.